Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. Loving every minute of it. And again, I enjoyed the previous show. We enjoy these shows on Liberty Works Radio Network, not just because they're fun, but because they're vital. They're vital for us. Sorry for that little strange little noise in the background. But these things that we're talking about here on Liberty Works Radio Network are necessary for us, folks. It's necessary for our education. It's necessary for our growth. It's necessary for us to raise our children in the way they should go, and it's just plain needed. So I'm going to talk about these issues of the day. It's kind of scary. I went to some things today. I was reviewing some things in the news, again, overseas, getting some good stuff important for America that are being reported elsewhere. When chasing down these stories, you know what? I'm not completely yet overwhelmed. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It's actually just supposed to be news. And the tricky part is I read some of these things that are going on, and it makes me understand that the things that I've said in the past are incredibly profound. We're not trying to elevate my mind. I'm just saying it's one of these things where when you're trying to pay attention to what's going on, things that are important, things that are necessary for our listeners, and you don't see it happening anyplace else, aren't other people pointing the finger at some of these things that are kind of happening in the closet? And then the closet door begins to open wider and wider and wider, and people aren't even noticing it. Had they seen what's going on now and have been exposed to it 100 years ago, it would have created a war. It really would have. Strange things going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read from a report that came by Harvey Morris at the United Nations. It's reported by the Financial Times, among other things. I'm going to, and I believe that was in the UK this thing was reported. I'm also going to go to an article directly written by and for the International Monetary Fund off of one of their web pages, one of their news reports. And it hinted of one of the people that are going to be at a massive summit in Istanbul very soon. In fact, I guess it's the 24th, 25th of September. We're going to be looking at that today. Today, I also got a call from a gentleman in Missouri who had a situation where he was, I don't know if he couldn't get a driver's license, he wouldn't get a driver's license. I'm not really sure what his situation is. We're going to ask him about it. He went on a defense. He was pulled over for not having a driver's license, and his defense was that he actually had a right to use an automobile in the ordinary course of life and business or whatever, notwithstanding he didn't have a driver's license. And I was fascinated. I thought, well, hey, that's an interesting thing, and you actually won. I've heard of that, but I've never seen it played out all the way, so I'm going to have him here. And that's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be quite entertaining. So I do want to get some of the things that are important to us. Also, there are some things that we have said here on Liberty Works Radio Network about the health care plan. And it's, you say, well, are we in the back pockets of the insurance industry? Are we just a bunch of neocons that are anti-Mr. Obama? No, we don't. Really, I mean, for the most part, I could probably get some agreement on most of the hosts here on this weekday broadcast, or the weeknight, but the weekly broadcast, that we would say we don't give a hoot about what the comparative melanin level is between a man and his mother and his father. We don't care what his parents' relative melanin level was. We don't give a hoot. It's not important. If you do care, if you think it's important, you might want to go see a psychoanalyst. There may be something that you don't realize about your own personality. In fact, that just made me think of something. Today, I think it was in the, it was South Florida News, Broward County. There's a school board member down there, and he said, let's see what it says. Yes, at a Labor Day picnic in Pompano Beach, Broward School Board member Bob Parks had this to say about parents who objected to President Barack Obama's televised speech to students today. Quote, quoting Mr. Bob Parks, I believe a part of its underlying I believe a part of it is underlying racism. And of course, the Republicans aren't in power. So people are offended by, and I wasn't. I think, hey, you know what? I think it's okay for anybody who's got some sense and would like to inspire children to do well. I don't care what you are, who your person is, to do well. And if you do, I encourage you to encourage them appropriately and to do it as in your own person and not like the grand poobah who is going to take over the world, whom we must worship. I'm not saying that Mr. Obama did that, but there's hints of something that we're seeing growing in America and around the world, and it's very dangerous. The same kind of thing that was growing in Germany in the 1930s. You may disagree, but you may just, no way. Well, it's happening. It's happening. Whether it's Mr. Obama or Mr. Cheney or Mr. whoever or Mrs. whoever, doesn't matter who it is, it's happening on our watch. So this is what Mr. Parks said. I believe a part of it is underlying racism. And of course, the Republicans aren't in power. Hey, I'm sorry, I will spank, I don't care who it is, if they're deceived or they're propagating deception upon the American people and you Floridians, then we have to call it. And we're going to do it with reference, not just our own personal opinions. In fact, what we're trying to do is make our personal opinions go back to a reference that we think is sound. And though we disagree with each other, I'll tell you, you've heard some debates I've had off here on the show with Liberty Works staff members even, that we'll disagree about something, but you know what our reference is? We get back to, I do it on this show, a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Woo, it's good stuff. Our number here is 888-850-1872. After the break, though, I shall be having somebody here, hopefully, depending on logistics, phone lines and things like that, that everything will be working fine. We'll have a very good interview with somebody who, by himself, has been taking on a legal battle and looks to have had some success. So we're going to be talking about that. I think it's kind of good. Here's another article. By the way, I'm going to tell you, hopefully, Lord willing, that I'll get to this point today when I'm talking about this call by the UN to have an international currency. When I went to follow that trail, I went to the International Monetary Fund website, because that's going to talk about this. There may be a mechanism for a global currency, funny money system, so to speak, kind of a fiat money, a monetized manipulation monetized. So it's hard to explain, but we'll get there. I was kind of following these articles and I found more articles. And there's something has been going on and is going on that goes right in line with some of the things that we've said here on this show, hinting that it isn't the Congress who's in charge. It's not the Congress who's running the show. And sadly, it could be. It could be Congress and people in Congress actually fulfilling their role and being a protector of this, of the Constitution, of your rights, of the Constitution. Ultimately, it could be the Congress that's doing that, could be running the show. What I see is it is not. It is not Congress who is running the Secretary of the Treasury. They ought to be. Under the law of the land, they ought to be. But they're not. So we saw this in the bailout and things like that. So there's things I found today about things that are happening right now. People are going to meetings right now. Sort of a large-scale non-governmental organization that actually is effectively governing us. So we're going to look at that when I come back after break. It's kind of strange and really true, and it's kind of creepy, but it's happening on our watch. Another thing that's very important, when we talked about this healthcare thing, some of the things we said was, wait a minute, we shouldn't have a little Politburo figuring out whether or not somebody is eligible to obtain services. Now, if it's talking about health insurance, if it's really an health insurance scheme, then they would have the words in page 58, 57 and 58 of that healthcare bill that would talk about whether or not you have healthcare financial coverage by the insurance program. They didn't say that in the bill. So whether or not you are eligible to actually obtain the medical service. Now you say, yeah. I'm telling you what happens right now. We've got an article coming out of England with the National Health Service, whatever it is there, the NHS. They've got this plan going on in England, and there's been a little Politburo that has determined that if a baby is born less than 22 weeks gestation to the day or the hour, they are supposed to be refused medical service because a presumption that they're going to have something not completely absolutely normal in their life with regard to their body that's going to have some effect on the baby. So we've got an instance in particular, very recent, and I think it might even be this week, as one example where a lady was demanding that they give care to her 21-week-old baby, 21-week, 5-day gestation baby, who is kicking and thriving, but needed to be put in an incubator to survive. And they deliberately said, no way, Jose, it's contrary to our policy. It's health martial law. This is a global thing happening. The global health martial law Politburo has determined those men and women who are little ones, in the Bible they call them little ones, ought to be put in a situation where they are not cared for as we ought to in order for them to survive in their particular situation. The Politburo in England has determined that they should ultimately die. And this lady pleaded for help. She's kind of locked up in this hospital. She can't force medical doctors to do things. They wouldn't do it. And by the way, very healthy young baby, and sadly was delivered just supposedly, depending on their calculations, you see, just 2 days prior to the official 22-week deadline. I know somebody that was born under 21 weeks of gestational age who got married this year. My wife took some photographs of her and her fiance. Wonderful young lady. Wonderful life. It's a wonderful life, folks. She was born a week younger gestationally than the baby murdered recently under the Politburo scheme in Britain. And it sounds pretty harsh what I'm talking about. It's happening on our watch. Hello? Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Why am I and just a few of us on Liberty Works Radio Network, the lunatics are actually saying something? Hello? And are we all in agreement with the mindset that, as even as our previous host said, that we ought to have this thing where anybody under 2 years old doesn't have a really right to life because they're not cognizant of their life? That is insane. We have a pandemic of dementia that swept and is infected those who are being placed in power today throughout the nation. There's a concern, folks. I don't know. Are you really concerned? I'm really concerned. I'm going to make a phone call here in a couple of minutes. We're going to kind of go off topic. But when we get after this interview, I'm going to come back to these things. Tell your friends about it. This is hard stuff. I remember my wife tells me there's a certain music artist that we have trouble listening to. And the reason why these guys, when you listen to them, they're so profound. When you listen to them, you realize that you have an obligation to do. And that's what we want you to hear on Liberty Works Radio Network. I want you to check out my websites, faithfreedoms.org. There are some links there to faithfreedoms.net, where we have podcasts of past speeches. If you are somebody who is a pastor or somebody like that, and you've got a bunch of guys, you think, man, I wish our people and our church would listen to what this guy has to say. It's kind of challenging. Hey, I'm available for that. You can give us an invitation. We'll come down and speak to your group. And we'll take things from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, right versus wrong, a little more structured, a little more precept by precept, and certainly to inspire your group into doing that which is truly their duty of religion. So we're going to be back here on the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Tune in.